All right, let's move down. Representative Derby and Senator Dietrich have been patiently waiting for authorized certain activities by golf course designers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Mike Derby, and I'm here on behalf of House Bill 1148, an act to authorize certain activities by golf course designers. And when this was first introduced, it actually said and was amended, it said golf course architects, and with consultation of the Engineers and Architects Association, we did amend that to say designers. And basically, 2 years ago, there was a bill introduced on behalf of the landscape architects, and one of the unintended consequences of that, and we realize it's a gray area, but one of the consequences was that people that design golf courses for a living were not able to do it under that statute in the state of South Dakota. I have a Mr. Ferris here that designs golf courses for a living, and he'll be able to testify as to what's happened during the last 2 years. The proponent of that bill at the time was a Mr. Pat Wiss. He's from Rapid City, and he's a licensed landscape architect, and he's okay with this bill. And I just wanted to put that up front. And so basically what the bill says is that nothing in this chapter will prohibit any person from engaging in the practice of or offering to engage in the practice as a golf course designer. For purposes of this section, the term golf course designer means a person who performs professional services such as consultation, investigation, reconnaissance, research, design, preparation of drawing and specifications, and responsible supervision if the predominant purpose of such service is the design of a golf course. And in the essence of time, I would like to stand by for questions and have Mr. Ferris come forward.
Thank you, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll go to the further proponents.
Thank you, Chairman and Senators. I'm Ron Ferris, own Ferris Golf Designs. I've been involved in the golf course industry. Basically, I guess, when I started mowing greens for my father back in 1965. The reason for this bill is to clarify, in my mind, to get rid of the gray areas that Mr. Derby alluded to. And the reason I do that is currently involved in the remodel project of a golf course here in Pierre. The current interpretations of South Dakota law states basically that you are required to have landscape architecture licensed to do such work, be it reshaping the land and allocating water resources. In the state of South Dakota, we have approximately 115 golf courses. Of those 115, there are probably 90% of them that were built, designed, without landscape architects. And essentially, since this bill is passed, the same thing continues. 90% are probably being designed and built by people who are not landscape architects. I have a report from the National Golf Foundation, which tracks reports all over the country regarding golf courses that are built in throughout the country. And currently, they state since 1999 that two golf courses have been built in South Dakota. One of them would be right across the river here in Fort Pierre. It was designed and built by Cullen Dice and the Tip Hamilton family. Cullen does not have a landscape architecture degree, nor do I. I've been associated and worked for the leading golf course architect in the country for associated with his family for over 10 years, and certainly would like to have the opportunity to continue that. There is no licensing or certification required in the country for golf course architects. There is a fraternity or membership of golf course architects, and to get into that fraternity, you must have designed and built golf courses. So essentially, you can't get into that fraternity unless you practice what the golf course design. And so that continues. That report also lists three golf courses that are planned for the state of South Dakota. Of those being planned, one is in Flandreau, one is in near Sioux Falls, in which the designer for the one in Sioux Falls is Don Hill, and he is the chief of fire chief in Sioux Falls. Great golfer, and I'm surely believe that he is capable of designing and building a great golf course. I personally know of seven other projects in the state that are being contemplated or planned. One of them is a multi-million dollar private resort up the river from here. That is being proposed or designed by Graham Marsh at the Sutton Bay. Graham Marsh is a golf professional, and I don't know what's planned on Matt Sutton's ranch, and I don't know if that's associated with Mr. Senator Sutton here or not, but I think that things like that are great assets to the state of South Dakota, and they get the beauty of the state of South Dakota out to people throughout the rest of the country. And I don't think we should have anything in our laws that curtail that. Also, down the street in Wall, they're remodeling, they're building their golf course, taking it from sand greens and to grass greens. That's being done by a Marty Johnson out of Sioux City, Iowa. He is not a landscape architect, and yet he has probably built most of the golf courses that indeed have somewhat of a higher reputation in the state of South Dakota. The reason and the wordage that I chose for this amendment comes from the state of Florida's laws, and essentially we are copying it verbatim with the exception of taking architect out and putting designers in. And the reason we do that, because I feel I'm a golf course designer and I have nothing to do with landscape architecture or engineering or surveying. What I do is determine where greens, tees, and other hazards related to the golf course are placed. And if the strict definition of a golf course simply is a point, a designated starting point on a tract of land that golf is played to where it ends in a 4 1/4 inch hole. So that's pretty simple. And it doesn't give you restrictions on where the golf ball can go. And certainly if anybody is a golfer, they know that it's very hard to control the ball. golf is big business, and if one was to strictly interpret the laws as we have to exclude people from designing golf courses without a landscape architect degree, we wouldn't be having Graham Marsh come to the state to design what I'm sure is going to be one of the top 10, 20 golf courses in the country. I think that's a fabulous thing for the state of South Dakota. You speak of golf, it's very hard to not mention Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is 24 years old. He's and considered the most influential person in golf right now. And if somebody indeed had the money to hire him to come design a golf course in the state of South Dakota, they could not. I would like to think that would be changed, and that's why I bring forth this bill, and I would ask and hope that you act favorably upon it.
Thank you, Mr. Ferris. Appreciate it. Is there any questions, Mr. Ferris? If not, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Further proponents of House Bill 1148? Further proponents? Are there any opponents of House Bill 1148? Opponents of House Bill 1148? There being none, we will close it to committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1148.
Mr. Chair, move to pass.
Move to do pass. Is there a second? Second by Senator Whiting. Comments on that motion? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, talk to him. He'll be right there with you. We've got further comments on the motion that has been moved and seconded. If not, all in favor, House Bill 1148 going to the floor with a due pass, vote aye. Those opposed, no. Will vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Moog.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Kaleski.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye. House Bill 1148 will go to the floor with a due pass. Senator Bogue moved consent. Is there a second? Second by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. We will send House Bill 1148 to the floor with a consent.